anyone wants to meet individually, just to give me, you know, a sense of what's going on. I have a, you know, I'd like to get a sense of where people are holding as far as this man is going, so feel free, we're set of time. Okay. Tosfos Dibra Maskil Ba'afilu Miyasmi. So we have in the Gemara, Machokes Vishlokesh and Abai V'Rava, if a person is nema to say paraiti toch zmano, and then the Gemara says, the Hilchas HaKirei Shlokesh. The Shlokesh is one who holds Ein Adam Prayer Toch Zmano. The Gemara continues and says, this Halacha, Kirei Shlokesh, would have applications of Afilu Miyasmi. Even if you're coming to collect the Yisomim, we're not going to accept the possibility that it was paid Toch Zmano. And in terms of what issue of Yisomim, Afagav the Amamar Haboli Parv Nechsi Yisomim Lo Yipare El Bishvua. Even though we know that if you're going to collect from Yisomim, you have to take a shvuah that you were not paid. But in this case, for Gabi Tochzmano, there's no need for such a shvuah because, as the Gemara says, Chazaka lo avet inish the parbe goes in there. So we have the halacha of collecting from Yisomim with a shvuah, and in this case, it's not necessary to take a shvuah because we know, according to Rish Lakish, a person would not pay Toch Zmano. Now, the discussion that we're going to have in Tosfos is relating to the following. As we spoke at the end of the year yesterday, just to frame the issue. There really are two halachas regarding collecting from Yisomim. The Gemara discusses the halacha of collecting with a Shavuah, and that's relating to Yisomim Gedolim. So there's a halacha that you have to take a Shavuah before you can collect. That's a halacha specifically said, Gabi Yisomim Gedolim. There's also halacha that you can't collect from Lekuchos without a shvua. There's different situations when you have to take a shvua in order to be able to have the right to collect. Midoraisa, of course, there's no need for a shvua sanotrin. Midoraisa, o shvuas, a shvua saniftarin, be it mode of a miksas, shvua sashomim, shvua seidachat. But we know that, at least midrabanan, there are cases that in order to be able to collect, you need to take a shvua. One of the examples, of many examples, shvua sanotrin, is what we have over here when you're collecting from Yisomim. And that's what the Gemara is discussing when it says that we are going to allow you to collect without a shvua, given that we don't have any concern or possibility that it was paid, because it's toch zmano. There's another halacha regarding collecting from Yisomim, and that's specifically about Yisomim Ketanim. And that is what's mentioned later in Bava Basra, as well as in Erechin Dav Chav Beis, regarding collecting. There's a statement that Mark quotes in Erechin Chav Beis, a statement of Rav Asi, that Ein Nifroin Minachasim Minichse Yisomim, Ein Diskokin, I should say, Minichse Yisomim, Elam Kein Haisa Ribis Ocheles Behem. So, typically, we're not going to allow you to collect from Yisomim Ketanim, unless there's some extenuating circumstances, such as that it's a creditor who is non-Jewish, and he loaned the father money beribis, and if you're going to wait to collect till they get older, till they become gedolim, you're going to have them pay much more because of the ribis that continues to accrue. So that's one example of an exception to the rule. But what is the rule? The rule is, Ein niskakin u'nichse Yisomim elmkin haisa ribis ocheles ben. Rav Yochanan there in Gemara Erechin has another exception, and that is l'ksuvas isha mishum izoni. Since the woman, after the husband dies, she's going to be sustained by the estate. So this is going to cost the Yisomim money. So therefore, Rav Yochanan adds that you can have the collecting of the ksuba until the ksuba is collected. She has to get mizonos. So therefore, in order not to have the Yisomim lose out, that's another reason why we can allow the collecting to happen even from Yisomim Ketanim. The Gemara debates, why didn't Rav Asi add that exception? The Gemara says, because after all, they're getting the Ma'asei Yadayim, so therefore it evens out, they're not really losing. The Gemara says, but it could be that it won't always match up, and therefore they could be losing. So that's the Shaila as far as the second possible exception. But the rule is clear. Ein niskakin liyisomim Ketanim. The question is why. And so here we have two reasons given in the Gemara, both here later in Bava Basra. There the case happens to be an Arev of the father that paid the loan that was owed, the father owed, and now he has wants to collect to get reimbursed for his having paid the loan as a guarantor. So he's coming now to the Yesomim Tanim to get the money, so he's now the creditor against the Yesomim, and have the same issue as far as whether or not he can collect, or I should say why he can't collect. So there are two reasons given. One is about Papa. Priyas Balchov Mitzvah. So we'll see this soon inside the Tosfos. And Yesomim Nabnei Mebed Nitzanina, we'll soon explain a little more. And Rav Huna Beid Rav Shua is Mishum Tzvari. Aim or Tzvari Atvase. The Indian of Tzvari, Tzvari means literally a bundle. It's something that's mentioned in many different contexts in Shas as far as a chash that a payment, a prepayment was made, but not in the form of a formal payment, which is what Piraon is, but Tzvari means like a mashkin sort of thing. In other words, it could become a payment, but it's a way to be able to establish that we're clean and now I won't owe you at this point if you end up keeping what I just gave you in terms of a mashkin. That's called Tzvari. So there are a lot of different cases of collecting that we bring out the possible chash of Tzvari that people typically might give this bundle as a way of arranging payment, again, not in the normal way that you pay, but as a Tzvari idea. Now, with it's the gist of Tosis is going to work within the Inyan of Hunabed Rav Yeshua, where the Gemara says in Erechin that the halacha is like him. Why do I say halacha is like him? The halacha is what it is, but the nafkamina the Gemara gives between the two explanations. Again, we'll soon explain more details, but the two explanations why you don't collect from Yesomim under normal circumstances, Yesomim Ketanim at all. So Rav Papa gave the reason because having to pay for the father's debt has to come on to the mitzvah of Priyas Balchov. And this is itself an inyan for to try and understand what we mean exactly. I mean, isn't there a shibud? Isn't there naturally a halacha that they have to pay? This is an inyan by itself. But meanwhile, Papa says, if not for the mitzvah to pay the chov, they wouldn't have to do it, and they're not b'nei mitzvah. So Rav Papa gives that reason. Rav Huna Yeshua gives the reason of emer tzvari atvase. So the Gemara says, all background for the Tosfos, two nafkaminas. This is both in the Gemara Erchin on the bottom of Chabez, as well as here in Kuf Ayin Dalet and Baba Basra on Amid Beis as well. Mai Beinayu. What's the nafkamina between the two reasons given for why you can't collect from Yesomim Ketanim, period? If it's because of that, the fact that not b'nei mitzvah, or because of the chashash of tzvari. So Gemara says, if we know that there was no tzvari given, how could we know? One of two ways. Either kishachayev moda, that means that he acknowledged before he died that he did not give tzvari, he's moda. So there's obviously no possibility of tzvari here, but as far as my Papa's reason is concerned, you still can't collect. And another variation of that is that he was put into cherem for not paying, and he didn't want to pay while he was alive, and then he died before he got out of the cherem. If he would have had to pay, he would have to go through the process of Beis Din to undo the cherem, and obviously that didn't happen. Umeis b'shamte. And therefore, the reason of Tzvari is no longer applicable, but Rav Papa's reason would be applicable. Now, the discussion in our Tosfos is going to revolve around the question of the Toch Zmano scenario. Namely, the Gemara is discussing that Toch Zmano, there's no requirement of a Shavua. When you collect from Yesomim Gedolim, you can collect without a Shavua. Tosis is assuming that issue has nothing to do with Tzvari. We're not worried about Tzvari by some Gedolim. We'll have to see. There's a special halacha afraid of payment. Maybe it was paid. But we say, no, it wasn't paid. Tos Mano, Chazaka, Resh Lakish. Therefore, no need for a Shavua. That's the Gemara. The discussion in Tosis is going to revolve around the other halacha. The halacha of Enis Kaken and Nichse Yisomim Ketanim, unless those special cases that we talked about. And therefore, you have to wait till they become gedolim in order to collect the debt. What about if it's Toch Zmano? So maybe now you should be able to collect from Yesom Ketanim as well. Now, obviously, you're going to have to speak at Rav Papa. But the main focus of Tosis is even within Mahunre of Yeshua. Kuna Papa, there's nothing to talk about. The issue is the same issue. They're not B'nai Mitzvah, so what's the difference if it's Tos Manu or not? So Mamela, you're not going to collect. That's a given. There's another issue Tos is going to mention with as far as the fact that it's not considered a din Torah, Shalob of Nebal Din. We're going to get to that also in the beginning of Tosis. So again, leaving that issue aside, because you could have had a situation the din Torah already happened before the father died. But now the more focused issue in the gist of Tosis is, within the reason of Hun Ben Yeshua, that the reason why you can't collect from the Yisomim Ketanim is because of Chashash of Tzvari. Since the Gemara is telling us that we go like Rish Lakish and we say Chazaka in Adam Porea Tosmano, so should that extend to Tzvari as well? In which case, we should be able to collect within the Shita of Ahuna Be'er Yeshua, who incidentally happens not to hold like Rish Lakish, so we wouldn't be even, you know, it wouldn't be Negea himself, but at least for us, we hold Ein Adam Petrov Mano, who argues on Rish Lakish in our Gemara. This is important in the Cheshbon of Tosis, as I'm pointing it out. Rav Papa and Rav Yeshua happen to argue, right? Abdi, Ke,
Abai
Verav. Okay, so he himself, you can't really speak about this issue. Comes out, it's going to be a little bit of we're going to hit a little difficulty in Tosis based on this, but Lamaisa, we hold like Rish Lakish. And as far as the halacha of not collecting from Yisom Ketanim, halacha is like who? Which reason? The Gemara says in Erechen, I spoke out. Halacha kevun of Yeshua. The Gemara says that also by us, right? But Babas for later. So now the question is, very nogei alamaisa. According to the Shita, the reason that you can't collect from Yisom Ketanim is because of Tzvari. And if Tzvari is equated with regular type of payment, and regular payment is not done early, Tosmano, and Tzvari, therefore, would not be typically done Tosmano, then it should come out that you should be able to collect Misomim Ketanim, right? Tosmano. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara only speaks about what? Misomim Gedolim Gavishvua. So is that itself a raya? And what, in fact, is the halacha? Is that correct or is it not correct? Maybe it's different. Maybe what's different? Tzvari is different than payment. Payment doesn't happen tosmano. But tzvari, person might give a mashkin of what he has even earlier. That's where Tosis is leaning, and Tosis is going to end up having to find ways to prove it because his earlier proofs are not going to hold, but then at the end he does come out with a couple of rayos. Let's now go into the Tosis itself. The Afa Gavdam Rabban Habali Para. So the Indian is the Yisomim Gedolim that you need a Shvua. Nira, the Yisomim Gedolim Mairi. We're discussing specifically Yisomim Gedolim and the issue of Shvua. Avo, the Ktanim, with younger Yisomim, Lo Gavi Afilu Toch Zmano. There, even Toch Zmano, you will not be able to collect. That halacha stays and continues to apply. Toch Zmano doesn't change the halacha. That ain is kakin, l'nechse yisom ketanim. Now, Tos has to go through a few different hoops as far as why that's true. So the easiest hoops he's going to go through starting with our pup. So lo mibayi, that's what the Bach says, lo mibayi, no? Mm-hmm. Okay, so for sure it's true. L'ra papa, yeah. Lo mibayi l'ra papa, the mefarish taima, the ain is kakin, mishum priyas balchov mitzvah. So there, for sure, that's not going to matter, Tosmano, not Tosmano. The fact is, you can only base collecting from Ketanim, some Ketanim, based on Pierce Bachov Mitzvah. But then Tosis says, Afilo, if we're in a bit of a the first time, Mishum Tzvari, still, Lo Gavi, Yasmi Ketanim, Afilo Tosmano. And Tosis is now going to proceed to give you reasons. And again, to go through one hoop and then the other hoop. Just to freeze the frame for a second, just not to really fully get into this inyan of our papa, but just because Yaakov asked at the end of Shir, what mitzvah is it? What does it mean? So, just again, I'm just giving you a marmakum, nothing more, just because it's a tremendous yam on this inyan, because Rav Papa mentions this a few times. Rav Papa says, paying a chov by the Yorshim, to pay the chov of the father, has to do with priyash bal chov mitzvah. And the main question, you know, as a mashal, this issue comes in Ksuvis earlier, on Daf Pei Vav, where the question was asked of Rav Papa. Rav Papa is quoted a few times in Shas, that the reason why you have to pay, the Yorshim have to pay, has to do with priyash bal chov mitzvah. So, the Gemara Pei Vav and Ksuvis Amid Aleph, the question was asked of Rav Papa, L'didach, the Amrit, priyash bal chov mitzvah, Omar, lo nicha li de'evin mitzvah, mai? What if they say they want to do a mitzvah? Then what? Now, Rashi, commenting on what it means, piyas b'chol mitzvah, this is in Ksuvis. Mitzvah lefroa chobo ula'ames dvarav. Dechsiv hein tzedek. This is in Parshas Kedoshim. Hein tzedek, vidashin, sheyehein shelchot tzedek, vav shelchot tzedek. That's Rashi. Other Rishonim say the mitzvah has to do with the pasuk in Kisei Tzei, that the Beis Din helps a person collect his chov. There's a pasuk. It talks about the mitzvah to give back what you owe the person, to give them the, you know, to give them what you owe. But says the Gemara, so Rav Papa, what if he doesn't want to do the mitzvah? Amalei tenina b'medva mamurin mitzvahs lo sase of mitzvahs sase kigon she'omim lo asei sukkah ve'ena ose lula ve'ena ose makino sechetei nafsho. Beis Din has the right to enforce a person to fulfill a mitzvah. So you read this Gemara at first glance, it sounds like the reason why a person pays a chov has to do with that he has to do a mitzvah, and Beis Din can enforce a person to do a mitzvah. So this, a lot of Rishonim have a problem with this understanding, because about Pop, this would seem to tie into another issue. Again, I'm saying very, very bekitzer. Again, sugya at the end of Baba Basra. Shibuda del Raisa, Shibuda lab del Raisa, does that sound familiar? The idea of Shibud, that a person has to pay through, you know, with assets himself, or if they're mortgaged, is that a din del Raisa? And if it's not del Raisa, it could be the Rabbanan. So, L'chaira, anytime you have to pay, let's say Yorshim are paying for the father's debt, isn't it because there is a Shibud? So, what do you mean? Only because of Priyas Bachel Mitzvah? What happened? Shibuda del Raisa, Shibuda lab del Raisa, but Shibud either way. So Lamash again, and Rav Papa himself in Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel seems to say Shibud Daraisa. Also later in our sugya in the last parak, Rabbeinu Yonah, the very end of the Masechta, this Gemara that we just had in Kufay and Daud, Rav Papa says Priyas Bachel Mitzvah, says Rabbeinu Yonah. I read it. Svira Le Rav Papa Shibud Lav Daraisa. The first thing he has to put into Rav Papa is Shibud Lav Daraisa. The Ein Hashibud Al Nachasim Ela Al Alovim Mitzvah Lefroa. So one Mahalchin Rishonim, this is not everybody, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that there is no Shibud on the Chasim, it's just Halacha that Rav has to pay. V'chein Albanav, mitzvah lefroa k'shiniach aviyam karkos. V'yisom ketanim, rabbeinu me'er b'mitzvah ninu. What's the other Shita? Rafur Abed Rav Yeshua, who says that no, it's only because it's Svari. He holds the Svari de Medina, af yisom ketanim chayav lefroa, hecha delekachshash Svari, if there weren't Svari problem, ikol me'emar di isrei Shibud d'oraisa. Inami Ravdo Raisa Rabbanan Shibdinu Linichsi Bemine Bemiyasmi. So it comes out, Rabbeinu Yonah looks at the sugya and says, apparently Rav Papa doesn't really make much of Shibud. It's really just a halacha that you have to pay because it's a mitzvah to pay. And then the enforcing is only based on that din of based on being able to enforce. And Rav Funbe Beshua, who we hold like, of course, so he says only because it's Svari. Other than that, you have to pay because he holds Shibud operates. Shibud the Raisa, Shibud the Lav the Raisa. If you look in the New Rabbeinu Yonah, you have pages and pages of Rav Hirschler, who puts out the notes on the bottom, and he gets into all the other shittas. There's a Rush that disagrees. The Rush says a Papa also agrees that there's a Shibud Nechasim, but it has to somehow be predicated on the mitzvah as well. So there are many, and then the Gemara's Kashin Ksubas, he has to reinterpret. The Gemara says he doesn't want to have a mitzvah. It means that he pushed away the Nechasim, so you don't know where they are, and then what? But if there's a Shibud Nechasim that are here, of course a Papa would agree you have to pay. Anyway, this is all a major, major inyan, not for us now, just to be aware that if you hear a Papa's Shita of Priyas Bachel Mitzvah, what happened to Shibud, that's a major shaila in Rishonim, how to square a Papa with the notion of Shibud. But for our purposes, we need to know one thing, that the halacha of Enis Kakin, V'nechse Yisom Ketanin, with Rav Papa's reason being that Labanim Mevin Nifaninu, so there's nothing to talk about as far as whether you should differentiate between what? Between Bismano and Tosmano. Because Tosmano just means that in other prayer Tosmano, and therefore does it apply by Tzvari, but that's not Rav Papa. Rav Papa is so straightforward. The name of mitzvah. Okay, but Rav Papa's sheet itself is a world. It's a world unto itself to understand what that means. To learn the Nyanim of Shibudim and Priyas Chov and all of that is a major endeavor with a lot of different sheets we've shown. Says Tosis, back to us. So, by Yisom Miketanim, even Tosmano, you can collect. You cannot collect. Nothing is changing. Lo Mibayil Rav Papa, who says the reason is because they're not b'nei mevin mitzvanin. Fine. Now comes the other sheet. A feel of b'nei b'shua, the first time shem tzvari. So Tosfos starts by saying, lo gavi miyas miktani afilu tochzmano, for the following reason. This is, again, the easy reason. The ein mekablin edim shelo b'fnei bal din. In order to set up a din Torah, in order to collect, you have to have the edim testify that the father incurred this debt to this person who wants to collect the debt, right? The problem is, the father's not alive. Who's here? The children. The children are ktanim. You can't establish, can't get to first base. You can't establish a din Torah if the baldin is not present. A ktanim is equivalent to shalom b'fnei baldin. You have to wait till they get older. Now you can have a din Torah because you can have the edim come and testify about the father's debt because he's somar nagedolim. When they're ktanim, they're not. It's called shalom b'fnei baldin. How do I know that? The ktanim chashiv shalom b'fanav k'demuchach b'esh perka gozo basra. Pause. Okay, so what does Tosfos mean? Like it was every Gemara, at least bring the tight words of the Gemara, even though each Gemara is its own inyan, not to go totally into it, but just for Tosfos, kid muchach, what is a kid muchach? Well, if you looked up the Gemara, so we'll speak out each Gemara for itself, just to have at least a little bit of a frame of reference. So the story, it starts in Kufya Beis Amid Aleph. The story is quoted as follows. The brother-in-law of Rav Yirmiyah, Bar Chamua de Rav Yirmiyah, in other words, the son of his brother-in-law, right? Tarak Gali the Apei de Rav Yirmiyah. Rashi says there was a door to the father's house, Rav Yirmiyah's father-in-law's house, and he shut the door. Rashi explains, Lo hiniach li kanes. Rav Yirmiyah wanted to take possession of this house that he's going to claim he purchased from his father-in-law, Bechayev. Now, the father-in-law died, and the son of this person who died, the brother-in-law of Rav Yirmiyah, shut the door not to let Rav Yirmiyah come in and take over the house. So what happens? Also came to Rav Avin. So Rav Yirmiyah comes to Rav Avin. Amar shelo hu tobeya. In other words, it's mine. Or Rav Yirmiyah has to explain himself. Amar shelo hu tobeya. Amar lev ha maisina sadi de achzik be bechay davua. He says he's the Yorish, right? Rav Avin says he's entitled. He's his son. Says Rav Yirmiyah, no. I have edim that I was machzik. This mistam means cheskas gimel shanim, perak cheskas habatim. In other words, I bought it, and three years I lived there, and therefore I'm going to hold on to it because I have raya that I have cheskas gimel shanim, and I bought it, and it's mine. Amalei, Rav Avin says, no, you're not going to be able to establish that chazaka with edim now. B'chi mekabin edim. Let's go now on the day. Mekabin edim shelo b'fnei baldin. Rashi explains, okay, so it goes on with back and forth with this, but this is what Tosfos has in mind, in Bava Kama. The halacha that Kabbalah's Edus by a katan is considered shalom b'fnei baldin. So therefore, so far, it's clear that you can't collect from Yisom Ketanim, even Tosmano, but Papa, because it's not b'nei mevin mitzvah, for b'nei b'shua, because you can't establish a din Torah. Wait a second, if that's the only reason, what if there was already a din Torah, the Edom were already accepted before the father died, and just haven't gotten to the point to collect? So now, you don't have the problem of shalom b'nei baldin. You already accepted the Edom. So now the only issue left to consider, and this can be the gist of the balance of the Tosfos, is what issue? What issue? Whether we say that Svari was given, possibly, from the father before he died. Now, what's the issue? L'chaira, it's Tosmano. So, L'chaira, if it's Tosmano, you don't pay. If you don't pay, then there was no Tzvari. So Tos doesn't really explain why Tzvari should be different than payment. But this is, we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll finish the Tosis, we'll see the Rush. So the Rush quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah, the same sheet that the Rush argues. So as the Rabban argue on Tosis, they hold that it's no difference. Even by Yiktanim you can collect. But the reason why Tzvari might be different, so the Rush quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah, the Afagab, the beginning of the Rush, is a Dulo Chashinun Lepiron Begozimne, with Tzvari Chashinun Af Begozimne, the Mashkin of it Inish, the Matfis Apetochazman. The Apeshasalva. So again, so that's what Tosfos obviously has in mind as well, that you can't take this Gemara and extend it to Yasmik Tani that you could collect from them, because Tzvari is different than Piron. Tzvari could have been given Tochazman as well. Tzvari is a different type of payment. It's a mashkin type payment that you can give even before. But payment, that's what the Chazaka says you don't pay. That's what Tosfos is now out to prove. He's going to try a few examples that are not going to work as proofs. He's docha them, and then he's going to have rayas that he's going to stay with. That's the rest of the layout of the land of the Tosfos. Okay, so this is more or less what we're left. We're holding now at this point, once we got our papa out of the way, and we have the Ein Adam, the Inyan of Imkami Tovidei Baldin. He's going to come back to it later on again. But now the rest of the Tosfos is going to focus on the issue of Tzvari within Funbed Rav Shua. Do we have a raya? Can we have a raya that Tzvari is or isn't Achshash Tosmano? David.
Would it even be easier to say that Tzvari makes more sense by Tosmano? Like, that's when you would give a mashkon. Meaning, like, why would you give a mashkon?
So wait for the rush for this. So the rush is gonna address this issue. Okay, wait and see with the rush what he says. What? Right. The rush argues differently. He says no, it makes no sense. Only when he wants to buy more time and the time is up. Okay, we'll see it. Okay, there's more to do. Just partially want to touch the Tosfos today. That's better. Okay, maybe. Okay, so Tosfos says now we already don't have the hurdle of Shobha Fei Bavin. The Edom already came and testified the Chayav, that the person that the father owed. Says Tosfos, still, Nami, as Nami, Matzis Lameimar. Now, even though it says Matzis Lameimar, but this is what Tosfos is really holding. He doesn't mean Matzis intentively, possibly. I mean, he says Nira. So Tosfos is going to end up like this. But not just tentatively. This is what we're going to assume. That the chayshinan litzvari afil tochazman biktan. And Tosfos is now going to try proving it. Now, just something to point out. Ramaisa, one of the kashas that the Rishonim who argue in Tosfos have, the Ramban, for example, and the Ran brings it, the shame of the Ramban, is the chayra. They hold that, no, there's no tzvari Tochazman either, right? And their proof is the following. Because if they were chash tzvari tochazman, then how can the Gemara say that you don't need a shvua from Yisomim Gedolim? What do you mean? Maybe there was a tzvari payment. So it's muchach from the Gemara gufa. It's muchach from the Gemara that you don't give Tzvari Tochazman. How could Tosfos say otherwise? I mean, although if you give Tzvari Tochazman, then Yisom Gedolim should eat a Shvua, because maybe there was Tzvari. So Pasha, what's going on in Tosfos? How could Tosfos be saying this in the same breath that there is a Matzis L'meimah that Chashinu with Tzvari? If Chashinu with Tzvari, then what happened to Yisom Gedolim? So this is what the Ramban, the Kitzur, but the Ramban says a little more clearly. He has, that's my Rai. He says, Ikaman the Amar the Dafki Sam Gedolim Nifrayan Shlobishvua, be some kitanim the Enis Kakin Klaal Mishim Chash Svari, Ein Nifrayan Afil Bishvua, the Ava Inish the Mitfis Svar Betochazman, that's what Tosfos says. But then he says, no, Avor Ramban Zal Kosav, this man quoting the Ramban, that feel me so mekatanim nifroin shelo b'shvua, the tochas man lo chashinu letzvari, klau, ki heicha, he says, the im chashinu letzvari, if we were, mi so mekadolim, am I nifroin shelo b'shvua, havelon l'ashbuye, mi yas mishum tzvari. If we were to concern about tzvari tochas man, then we should need the shvua by yigadolim. El shmamina, the tochas man lo chashinu letzvari klau. So what's Tosas' response to that raya? Apparently, Tosas assumes chashash tzvari is specifically limited to what case? To what case? Only some ketanim. That's what Tosas is going to have to assume. That this invention of chashash tzvari by Yisomim was specifically only said by some ketanim. Some gedolim, the chashash is pira'o, not tzvari. When the Yisomim are younger, that's when the Chum had the extra concern of maybe he gave this package mashkin. Igdolim already, that was never the issue. And you'll see this in the second Tosis Mamish in a second, when he's Dolchi the Raya from Almana, you'll see that. And the Ramban apparently disagreed. The Ramban and the Ran, they're saying that the Chashash Tzvari could have been by Gdolim as well, so it has to be the same. So the Gemara could have just as well been discussing Ketanim also. That you can collect Tochas Man, because it is no Chashash Tzvari. Tosis is saying no. That Chashash Tzvari is only something we are concerned about by Ketanim. And Tosas says that concern is equally true, that it could have been that he gave Tzvari by Tochas Man as well. Okay, so far clear? Let's go further. So Tosas says, Ik matzis lemeimar, dechashino getzvari afil Tochas Man. Ketanim. How do I know? So first, the first couple of attempts, Tosas is going to be doche, but let's go through them. Kid askechan gabi almana, Perek HaSholeach. Gittin, in the fourth parak, you have different takanos that, you know, Tikkun HaOlam. It started with Gittin and then went to other examples of Tikkun HaOlam. The Tanan, and different inyanim of, again, relating to Shavuos and things like that. The Tanan, Ein HaAlmana Nifras, Minichsi Yisomin, Ela B'Shavua. When the Almana wants to collect her ksuba from the estate of her late husband, so the Yisomin have the Nechassin, she has to swear that she did not get a payment. Now, this payment is tzmano or toch tzmano, obviously. When is suva due? Suva is after the husband died, right? So by definition, this is going to be a toch tzmano situation. And the reason is explained there, but taima mishum shema tfisa about tzvari. Why does she need a shvua that she didn't get any kind of payment? Because what we are concerned about could have been that the father left her a mashkin that could serve as a pseudo payment, quasi payment for the ksuba. Afa pishu tochazman. So what do you see here? L'chayra is muchach that tzvari is something that could be tochazman. That's Tosa's first attempted riot. Yeah.
Kirby explaining why.
Again, so there's a halacha, almana collects the ksuba from the estate of the Yisomin, but she has to take a shvua that she didn't get paid beforehand. That payment is chashash tzvari, as Gemara explains, tzvari, that the late husband could have left her something that would be meant to be a payment, possible payment for the ksuba, like a mashke. And she has to therefore swear that she never received such a quasi payment in the form of tzvari. This payment is obviously tochazman because ksuva is only chal after the husband dies. So you see from here that tzvari is in fact possibly given tochazman. That's what Tosas thinks could be a right to what I just said over here. And therefore, again, the Gemara had to be specifically talking about gedolim with the chashash was payment, and we say tochazman, there's no payment. But b'ketanim, where the reason you can't collect period till they get older is because it's tzvari, there it's possible tzvari was given even tochazman, therefore the Gemara couldn't speak about that example. What's Tosas right? Because of the case of almana. So Tosas says, deflects that raya. Let's see. Mio me almana ein raya. This, by the way, comes up in Tosas there on the spot. If you have the Gemara Gittin, you'll see Tosas right there. Dibar maschle ein almana nifras. So Tosas asks as a kasha, right? There, if you already have your Gittin Lamedalid sheet, Tosas dimas elman nifras the imtomar v'halo nitna ksuba ligvos mechayim v'amarish lakish perkamet above a basra chazak inam peretos mano v'amin hasim hilchus al kavasei afil miyasmi we part below Shmua. So Tosus says, so how could it be? Tosus is assuming Swari is the same as a payment, so Tosus has a kasha. So Tosus gives a teretz, and that teretz is consistent with what Tosus says here, to be docha the raya. Here Tosus was using it initially as a raya. Swari is different than Piro. Tosus here was assuming it's the same, and Tosus had it as a kasha and gives the teretz, which is what Tosus is now saying over here. What's the teretz? It's different over there. What's different about that payment, the ksuba payment? Neil me'almana ein raya, the hasam, because you see, anyway, it's different over here. The hasam chashinu letzvari afilu bigdolim. So here, right away, what do you see? That there's something anyway different about the chashash tzvari by almana. That's not typical. Because Tosus, and we noted a few minutes ago, Tosus naturally thought that when you're collecting some of gedolim, we're not worried for tzvari, only by ketanim. And yet there, the yisomim could be gedolim as well. So you see right away there's more reason to have chashash tzvari by almana for some reason than everywhere else, than the stama collecting from yisomim. Stama collecting from yisomim, the yisomim gedolim, it's only a chashash payment, not tzvari. And there, it's a chashash of tzvari, even by gedolim. And the reason is, mishum de isla b'tnai beizdin. Because that which he has to pay the ksuba is part of the tnai beizdin, that's called the tnai beizdin, that he's mechuyev to pay the ksuba. And that allows for more of a chashash tzvari than other things. Tosa has a gemara to support that distinction. Kidamina ba'anose ksubas kuvveis. That we know, the chashina tfei l'tzvari b'vinosav mi bebas ishto. That we have more chashash tzvari by b'nosav for his daughters to collect, to get mizonos, from bas ishto, which was a commitment that he made to give mizonos to his wife, to his stepdaughter. Wait. We have to see the Gemara in a second. And the reason is mishum de isno b'tnai beizdin emer tfariat v'sinu. Period. Again, every three words of Tosis is a shasugya. But again, we want one line from the Gemara that Tosis is highlighting in Ksuvas Kovbeis. Again, not to go into depth of it, but just pasha taich. Tosis is just using that Gemara to support the idea that something which is a t'nai beizdin could have a chashash tzvari, even though something typically would not, and Tosus is using that therefore to explain why Tosmano would also be a chashash tzvari, even though typically you wouldn't have a chashash tzvari by Tosmano, so you don't have a raya from there that tzvari is different than payment, because tonight based in shiny. How do you see it shiny? Because of gedolim as well. And what's the reason for the distinction? Tonight based in. What does Tosus show that tonight based in is different? Because as he quotes, there's a chashash tzvari more by benosa, more by bas ishta. What do these words mean? So again, let's take a look at what Tosus is referring to, just to get the actual taich of what he's referring to. Ksuvis daf kuv beis on the base. This is working off of a Mishnah. The discussion in the Gemara Shaka has to do with when you can assume that you can write down in the star what it is that was committed. But that's the discussion in the Gemara. But in that Shaka B'Tayr, the Gemara quotes the Lashon of a Mishnah, which was a daf earlier there. And here's what it says in the Mishnah. The Gemara quotes, again, toward the end of the Amud here, Kuf Beis Amud Beis, Tashma Meisu B'Nosem Nizonus Nilse B'Nechasa B'Nechorin V'in Nizonus Nilchasa Mishubadim Neshike B'Alaschov. So the Gemara is going to try to explain what that means, and it's the last lines before the two dots, the Tosus is trying to say, Ela benosav hainu taima, kema de isnu b'tnai beizdin, in this first wide line, emer tzvariat v'sinu. So, just again, background. Mi benosav, mi benos ishto, what does all this mean? So the Mishnah says over there, kuf aleph from the beiz, a person marries a woman and makes a commitment to give mizonos to the woman had a daughter from a previous marriage. He pledges to support her for 5 years. He has to do that. Now she gets divorced from this man and marries another man, and he makes a commitment of a similar nature to support this daughter that she's now married for the third time, right? Or whatever, but to support this daughter. And so he has to keep the commitment. And the first person can say, I'm only going to give the mizonos if she comes back to me. No, if she's living where she's living, he still has to give the mizonos, and they can say, we're going to split the mizonos together. Each one has to give the full amount. One of them gives mizonos, one gives the value, because each one made a commitment independent of the other. Therefore, each one has to give it. Then it continues. Suppose Mesu, Let's say they both died. Both husbands died. Vinoseyen nizonos minachasa b'nei chorin. Their daughters, because now the halacha is that the estate has to pay mizonos of the daughters, the biological daughters of the first person who died. So the daughters of the two men who now died have the right to collect, but only from b'nei chorin, to get their mizonos, not from nechasim that was sold to somebody else. But he, this woman that had the commitment made by both of these people before they died, that they're going to give money, mizonos, she can even collect that from nechasim mishubadim, mishihi kebalas chov. Because she has a claim, like a bal chov, who can go and collect mishubadim. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara quotes this Mishnah, daf later, wants to use that as a raya, that you can assume that it was written down in the shtar, and that's why you can collect mishubadim. That's why the Gemara is bringing it in. The Gemara tries to figure out exactly what the difference is. Why is it that the girl who had the pledge given by the husband, by the two men who died, that they're going to support her, collect cash in from mishubadim, and the daughters themselves, who are going to get mizonos, can only get from b'nei chorin? What's the difference? And the Gemara answers, and this is what Tosfos wants, the last line, right, in the Gemara, before the two dots, Ella, b'nosav hainu taima. B'nosav, why can't they collect from b'nei mishubadim? Keva de'isnu b'tnai beizdin, emer tzvari atfisinu. So, what's a tnai beizdin, which is the halacha that a daughter gets sustained from the estate, is tnai beizdin, that is more reason to be choshesh tzvari. Okay. So what does Tosfos mean when he says the words that by almana we have a chashash tzvari even tochas man, because it's within the time of the ksuba, the ksuba is not due yet? He says that's different, because isra b'tnai beizdin, kidamina b'hanosei, d'chashina tfei tzvari b'vnosav. Right? That's why they can't collect from Mishubadim, because Achshash Tzvari, mi bebas ishto, from the case of Bas Ishto, that she's a balas chov, she could collect Mishubadim, she made the kim desu b'tai beizdin, emer tzvari tfisinuk. So raya number one for Tosfos is deflected. But still, Tosfos still feels that this is correct, but he hasn't proven it yet. What is Tosfos trying to prove? That Achshash Tzvari is even when? Even tochas man. But the raya from Almana, not a raya.
No.
He's just trying to show you the idea that a tnai beizdin is more reason to have a chashash tzvari, because Gemara is distinguishing between b'nosav bas ishto and there's a chashash tzvari by b'nosav because it's tnai beizdin. So the Tosfos is using that to say that's why, even though by normal standards tzvari would not apply in whatever, not that, there's not a tosman issue, but we want to discuss our sugya, we can still hold that there's no tzvari tochazman, just like there's no payment tochazman, but the almana case is different because it's nai based, and that's all. Just like you see in Agamar. Okay, so let's try another raya that Tosfos is going to deflect. The ein lo havi raya. And here the Ramban is going to say the same thing. The Ramban, who actually argues in Tosfos, so he right away is going to say the same dichur that Tosfos says that's not a raya either. The ein lo havi raya. Mi de lo kamar hacha, afa gav de amar rabbanan, enis kakin li nichse yisom ketanim, elem ken ribis ocheles behen. Let's prove from the fact that the Gemara did not use the other halacha to point out that since we hold like Rish Lakish, therefore you can collect from yisom ketanim and not have to wait till they get older. What did the Gemara focus on? On the halacha of shvuah by Yisom Gedolim. Tochas man, you don't need a shvuah. But what could the Gemara also have done instead? That you could say, since halacha is like Rish Lakish, there's no assumption of piron, tochas man, therefore the Gemara should have quoted something else. The afagav, the amar rabbanan, enis kakin, he's quoting the statement of Ravasi, the other halacha of Yisomim, right? The ein niskagin, say Yisom Gedolim, and payments of cheles behen. So let's, the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that, let's use that as a proof to go Meir Biktan and Eldafka Bigdolin. Okay, so what's the second attempted proof, Rabbosai? What's this proof? Because the Gemara doesn't quote the other din of not to collect from Ketanim. Why not? So wouldn't that show, because that halacha would not be affected by Toch HaZman. Why not? Because Svari might very well have been given Toch HaZman. So we have a riot from the fact that Gemara didn't use that case of Yisomim, the case of Yisomim Ketanim, and say that you can collect from Ketanim Toch HaZman. Why did Gemara do? Instead, Gemara focuses on Yisomim Gedolim Ugabi Shvua. So Tosis says a few reasons why that's not a proof. Number one, the Shema, Mishema Papa Nakim Musa B'Gedolim. Number one, because for our Papa, it wouldn't be true. For our Papa, the reason for not to collect from Ketanim is why? It's why? So that's not going to matter. So therefore, you can't. It's only going to be relevant to tell me this chiddush within Rav Huna B'Shua. Sigmar doesn't want to get into that machlokas. Sigmar picks the issue of Yisom Gedolim Gabi Shvua because it's for everybody. But really, the nafkamina could have been a nafkamina or sabaktanim with Rav Huna B'Shua. That's one possibility. Inami, and this is what the Rabban says, Nakat Ahuda Bali Para, he picks the other din, not the din of Avasi's statement of Enis Kokin by Yisom Ketanim, but rather Haboli Paro, which is by Gedolim, Lashmi'inan, Degavi Afilu Shelo Shvua. In other words, there's a separate Chiddush. If you would just tell me the other Chiddush, then you would say, but as far as the Halach of Shvua is concerned, maybe that's required even Toch HaZman. So in other words, so he wants you to know there's not even need for a Shvua. But as far as Yisom Ketanim, maybe Hu Adin, you can collect from Ketanim too. But the point is, you don't need a Shvua. The Gemara wants to highlight that Chiddush. If you were to tell me the din of Yisom Ketanim that you collect, you would think, okay, you collect from Ketanim with the Shvua and Gedolim with the Shvua. He wants you to know that there's no halach of Shvua. Okay, so far, how many rayas, attempted rayas, did we have? Two, and we said another raya. First raya was Almana, that we achshash tzvari by Almana to collect, and we said another raya because it's tonight based. Second raya is, why did the Gemara focus on the din of Avasi, if there's any skakin? The answer is, two possible reasons why it's not a raya. Either a papa, so there wouldn't be relevant, a papa who's anyway, you don't collect with tanin, the other reason. Or because you want to emphasize the halacha, you don't need a shvua either. A third attempted raya, which is not going to hold up, the ein lahavi raya, mishili de mechilten. From the sugya later in Bava Basra, Tshili means the end of Bava Basra. The Ka'amar, this is also mentioned in Erechin too, this not Mai Benayu. The Gemara says, Mai Benayu. What's the nafkamina between the two reasons of why Enes Kakin, Lenichsi Sam Ketan, and be it Rav Papa's reason that they're not B'nai Mitzvah, or Rav Huna's Bereshu reason of Tzvari? So what does the Gemara say are the two reasons? Let's take a look, right? What's the Gemara saying? Kufa and Daud on the base. Mai Benayu. No? Iga Benayu, we spoke it out before. One, Kishichai Moda. Two, Dishamtu Umesh Bishamte. So Tosa says, I have a third nafkamina. What's the third nafkamina? What should be the third nafkamina? Tos Mana. According to our Papa's reason, Tos Mana wouldn't matter because it's still not the name of an Rishvanino. According to Rav Yeshua's reason, Tos Mana, you could collect because there was no tzvari because it's tosmano. So how come the Gemara doesn't say that? It must be what? That tzvari could even be a pas achshash, even tosmano. That's what Tosus wants to possibly prove, and he's going to deflect, knock it down as well. Okay? The ein lo haviraya mishili de mechilten. The ka'amar mai beinayu. The rapap of Rav Yeshua. The lo ka'amar ike beinayu kigon de mis lo vetoch hazman. That what? They were Rav Huna Gavi. Why were Rav Huna Gavi? Because there's no possibility that he paid. Because it's Toch HaZman, and Tzvari is the same as a regular payment. So why can't that be a raya? So let's deflect that, let's knock down that raya. Says Tosis, I'll tell you why. Number one, not a raya, why? The Rav Huna Rav Papa Amar b'shmaiten d'lesu chazaka d'Rish Lakish. So first of all, you can't talk about that nafkamina within these two people. These two Amorayim, both of them, avdi ke bayv rav. So for them, tos mano, a person could even pay. A person would pay, a person could get tzrayim. It could pay. In other words, so therefore, tos mano is not nafkamina simply because it's the same issue. It's going to be the same issue. The chashash is there, even tos mano. Tosis is only saying that if the person doesn't pay tos mano, maybe tzvari is different. But if the person could be paying tos mano, then there's nothing to... And obviously we have no nafkamina of tos mano. So that's why Mark couldn't mention that as a nafkamina. Va'od, furthermore, the mekam makomos yocholim so ikabeinayu. Now, what's to have to say anything more? I mean, isn't it obvious? But I guess Tosis meant nafkamina lefi us, that we hold like Rish Lakish. The Tosa says, "V'od the become makomos yocholim so ika benayu tuva ve'ena choshish lo me'odaver echad oshnayim." Mark can say more than the nafkamina that it gives. It gives you one or two. It can give you more. Kidamin ba'aminiach gabi pukta the yushim ashor. Again, Tosa just throws it all out like we all know shas and backwards and forwards. Yushim ashor. Well, what does that mean? Again, if you want to know a little bit more, so Yaakov Osh was good enough to copy. Okay, what's yushim ashor? Baba Kama inyanim. Right. Again, totally a side inyan. But Tosfos wants to show you that the Gemara gives one nafkamina, could have given many, multiple nafkaminas. So you have the halacha in a short time, that's mishalei migufo. What does mishalei migufo mean? So there's a chatzi nezek, but it's machus hashor achai, the pasuk says. So there's two ways to frame that. The machogos of Yishmol Rabbi Akiva. Either yuchrat hashor or yusham hashor. One way is to say that the nizek has now a claim of the hezek, but the cap is, he becomes like a balchov. So there's a cap, how much he can collect, the chatzi nezek that he has cannot be more than the value of the shor, but he doesn't actually become an owner in the shor, in the shor hamazik. It's just that the shor hamazik is the cap for how much of a claim he has. The other shita is yuchlat hashor, means that he ke'ilu becomes a part owner in the shore itself. He has mamish a bailus of sorts in the shore. So the Gemara asks there, my nafgamina between two sheep. This is in Lamed Gimel in Baba Kama. Masnis and Mani Rabbi Akiva he desanya Yusham Ashor bebezdin to Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi says, Yusham Ashor, Shor Hamazik bebezdin, beyita lo mazik ma'os de mea shor shulchatzi nizko. So you do an assessment, and he pays money as per whatever the value, whatever chatzi nezek is from. And again, if there's going to be a cap, then it won't pay more than the value of the shor. That's why you have to do a yusham, because he's not going to have to pay ever more than the value of the total shor hamazik. But ultimately, what he owes him is money. Rabbi Akiva says, huchlat hashor, hashor atzmo yikach will come first. My benayim. So Gemara says, my kamifligi. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Balchov Hu Vizuzi Hu Demasikle. He's a Balchov, and he's like he has a claim of money. Kiva Omer Shutfi Ninu, and it has to do with how to touch the pasuk Umachus Hashor Achai. The Gemara goes further and says, "My nafkamina, what's going to be the nafkamina between them? My beinayu, two lines from the bottom, one case." My benayu ika hikdisho nizik ika benayu. The nizik is magdish the shor. Is it chal? Is a hezek magdish chal? If he's the full owner, and the only thing is he owes money to the mazik to the nizik. I mean, sorry, hikdisho. What did I say? Hikdisho nizik ika benayu. Right. So if he's not the owner, he just has a claim. So it's nothing with nothing. He doesn't have any bailus in the shor. If you say yuchlat hashor, then it could be chal. Tosa says, "Havi matzah lemeimar other nafkaminas." Delamar Tosa's right here. Delamar yochel l'salko mar in yochel l'salko. Can he give him money? V'chein machru mazik. If the mazik wants to sell it, or Shmuel machur, Rabbi Akiva ain machur. V'chein other nafkaminas. So Tosa's right away throws in a couple of nafkaminas. Elo chad minayu nakat. That's the Tosis, the little Tosis here above a kama. So that's what Tosis has in mind over here as well. That the Gemara that says my beinayu. Meanwhile, we have a Kal and Shas. My beinayu. Gemara says something. Don't make the yukim. Oh, why didn't I mention more? Yep. That's a tosis in Babakama daf lamid gimel. Tosis in Bebasa daf hey on the days. There are cases in Gemara. My beinayu. Gemara doesn't give all the nafkaminas. So what's our issue? Between Rav Papa and Rav Yeshua, the two nafkaminas given are either chayiv moda or shantua umei spishante. What didn't the Gemara give? The Chayiv could have given nafkamina of tochazmat, because there's no payment tochazmat. So you think you're going to bring a raya from that Sarari does get paid? No raya. No, you could have Gemara could have given that as well. Even before that, Tosis gave another dichoy. The fact is that these two Amberoyim anyway are going to Rishkakis. Okay, so we had three attempted rayas. Each one was defected. Derech Agav, just mentioning, the Russian of the Tosis was Chazaka de Rishkakish. You notice that? Did Rishkakish use the word Chazaka?
No.
What did Rishkakish say? Halavai, right, in an Eman, right? Halavai Shifu Bizmano. Where did the Gemara say Chazaka? When the Gemara brought the halacha, a few me asked me, the Gemara's chazaka of an inish. But Tosis doesn't, so some people make a deal about this, you know, that maybe Rosh Lakish was not thinking in terms of chazaka. Only the Gemara later on, but that'd be some. But Tosis doesn't understand it that way. Tosis uses chazaka to Rosh Lakish. It's the same thing. Okay, so three rayas, but they're all knocked down. So Tosis has to still try to come up with a raya that will be sustainable, that in fact, Sarari is a chashash. Even tochazman. Again, with Rav Papa, we took care. Rav Papa for sure didn't know nafkamina, tochazmana. And if it's the Din Torah didn't happen yet, again, you can't get to even the Din Torah. But assuming there was a Din Torah already, the question is only Tzvari. Tosis wants to try to prove, he hasn't yet done it, that Tzvari is different than Piron, and therefore the Gemara could not have said that you could collect tochazmano from Iktanin. Because Chashat Svari for Afuna is still valid concern. Tozmano is only the issue by Yigidolim, which is payment, not Svari, that the Gemara was discussing, that you don't need a Shvur.
Regarding the case of Almana, and like prepaying for Almana, wouldn't that relate back to the previous Tosos about the Chiyuv not necessarily Chal yet? Do we say that the Ksuva is Chal already when it's written?
Well, Nidda Ksuva goes Mechaim, so it's even before the chiyuv, not just before the payment. That's what he's saying. You have to know what ksuba is exactly. Pashtus, you're right. Pashtus, it's not even a chiyuv yet. But it's still, the fact is, he still could have given her tshvaru.
And then it goes back to the previous Tosfos where he said that if there's chiyuv not chal, maybe you'll never be chayv. Maybe she'll die and you'll never be chayv to pay the ksuba.
Okay, obviously. Yeah. You mean the svar that Tosfos said with the bayav rav, that you don't pay because it may not come to fruition. Yeah. Okay, and yet you still see the Gemara, even Tosfos should use that as another raya that even that Maisa basis. No, you're saying maybe it's even another reason why you see Maisa tonight basis is different, because typically you wouldn't give payment in such a situation where the chiyuv is not even necessarily going to come to fruition. Interesting. Okay. So where are we holding, Rabosai? Three temps which didn't hold up. Now Tosfos is going to get to points that are going. He's going to be happy with. Mio Yeshu Abirai. This is going to take us back to the sugya in Erechin Chav Beis. By the way, if you didn't learn it in the Gemara Erechin, the Maram does a good job here of quoting the Gemara that Tosfos is about to quote and explaining it. So if you look in the Maram, you'll see just lays out the Gemara for us. But let's do it ourselves. Okay? He did the heavy lifting for us, the Maram, if you look at it, you see. Okay. Now comes the Rai Tosfos likes. Mio Yeshu Abirai. Here it is. We have a raya. We could bring a raya. The afigu Rav Huna, the mefarish taima mishum tzvari, who gives the reason why he can't collect from ketanim because of tzvari, lo gavi miyisom ketanim afigu tochazman, which is a way of saying that we are still choshesh for tzvari, unlike piron, v'chash v'tzvari tochazman as well, and the halacha remains in effect that you cannot collect. What's my raya? The parech alei de Rav Asi, the Terech Shema Yisomim. Now, who's Rav Asi, Rabosei? Rav Asi, who's Rav Asi? Rav Asi is the one who said what? What I quote him beginning of Shia. What did Rav Asi say? Ein iskakin v'nichse yisom getarim elem kein ribis ocheles ben. And then the two reasons that we just mentioned are Papa and Rav Shua's reasons. The more asked the Rav Asi, now, Tosfos doesn't tell us what they were asked. There are really two kashas that they were asked that come with this Terech, but let's do the first. And that is from the Lashon HaMishnah there, Shum HaYisomim, that means that there's an assessment done for property of Yisomim, and then you try to announce a bidding war, try to get people who are going to come in and claim to purchase it, and then you have the money to be able to give the Baal Chov. So it talks about the details of, again, Shum HaYisomim, how many days, how do you announce it? Shum HaYisomim Shloshim Yom. Rashi says, that's the name of the perek, Shum HaYisomim. Based in HaYordim, we nichse Yisomim l'mochran, l'hagvos l'Baal Chov. Based in is now going to the estate of the Yisomim. Shum means the assessment. L'mochran, to put it on bidding, on the market. L'hagvos l'Baal Chov, in order that the Baal Chov can now get his payment. Shum in es hakarka, you do the evaluation, we think how much it should be worth. Here's the price, basically put a price tag on it. And you do it over for 30 days till you get a buyer that's going to pay that amount of money. It's not really bidding. It's to put out that money that the basin put the price tag on. So the Gemara has a kasha on Ravasi from this Mishnah. So the Gemara says, now again, that case has exceptions. What exception did Ravasi put on that case, on that halacha? Who remembers? L.M. Cain? Ribis Ocheles Behen. And what was Rabbi Yochanan's exception? Suvas Isha Mishim Ezoni. So the Gemara now quotes, I'm quoting from the Gemara, don't go to Tosis. Tanan, Shuma Yisomim Shloshim Yom. Umachrizen Baboga Ba'ereh, B'mayaskinan. What kind of a Bachov are we talking about? Jewish, non-Jewish? B'mayaskinan. Ilem Bachov Obeikuchavim. If it's a non-Jewish Avikachavit, why would we want to say that? Non-Jewish Bachov, why would we want to say that? Because of, then we could deal with the case of Ribbis, and then we can understand why we're selling these someone's property. But meat size, he's going to listen to wait 30 days. He's going to let us go. He's going to go by our standards of the way we go, the protocol. He wants his money. He's not going to go follow our rules. Elabshita Bachov Yisrael. No, if it's a Ribbis loan, Ida Kacha Ribisa Mishavkinale, we let him take Ribbis. And we're talking about Yisomim, presumably some Katanim, where the assumption is. Because, so then you see that you can have a collecting from Yisomim Katanim, because it's a Jew, and it's not Ribbis. So Bishalom, Rabbi Yochanan says to Gemara that Muki Labik Suvasisha, that the case could be, Suvasisha claim. There's another exception. But Ravasi didn't hold that that's an exception. He had only Ribbis as the exception. Ravasi Kasha. So the Gemara ends up answering that we're talking about a non-Jew. La'olam be'bal chov o'bikol chavim. She'kibel olav ladun b'dina Yisrael. He's accepting the Jewish legal standards for what he's going to do. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, yachi ribbis nami lo lishko. If he wants to be like a Jew, he shouldn't be taking ribbis either. Then why are you collecting is no ribbis? My answer is, quote, she'kibel olav lazu v'lo kibel olav lazu. That's what Tosis is paraphrasing. I mean, the case is that the non-Jew accepted that we'll go through the process of 30 days to wait, but not to forego the ribbis. And then the Gemara actually has another kasha on Rabasi, and it ends up with the same ukimta, that it's talking about Ovikachavim Shekibu Avzov Lohazu. So now Tosis has the following raya. Back to us. Miu yesh lavi raya, dafil Rav Huna de mefarish time shem svari lo gavi misom ketan filu toch hazman. De parach alei de Ravasi perk shema yisomim. Again, we just told you what one of the kashas was. Ve dachik alog eshnuye, the balchov, and you have to add your balchov nachri. Is that what they add in? No, but that's what it means. The balchov meaning the non-Jew. Shekibu lav lezu v'lo lezu. But I have another answer. V'lo meshane ochem ayaskinan. Why doesn't the Gemara give the answer that we're talking about a tochzman? Father died before tochzman, so there's no reason of tzvari. If you hold, there's no tzvari tochzman. So the Gemara could have given a better answer than a dochik answer of kibbutz lo. Now, what are you going to try to get wiggle out of by saying, no, you can't do that, because we said in the beginning of the Tosis, it's only within Rav Huna v'Yeshua. What's the other reason? Rav Papa's reason. Right? A puppet's reason doesn't differentiate. Tochas man, it's still, you're still not going to collect, right? The ain lo madahi sugya saba kitamid ra papa. Why? The abamaskana mishani, after everything comes back and says, the answer is kishachayev modeh. No, chayev modeh is only going to be a nafkamin, it's only going to make a difference according to which reason? Chayev modeh is only going to matter according to who? According to Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua. Vahisha nuya lesa aliba de tamid ra papa. Now, again, I have a kashi here. Chira, I don't understand Pasha Pshad here, because Lemaisa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, and Rav Papa, with Tosis himself acknowledged, don't hold like Rish Lakish, right? So how could the Tosis be bringing a raya from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that he makes Tochazman? For them, it doesn't matter. You pay Tochazman too. And Pasha don't understand like what Tosis had a raya here. They don't hold like Rish Lakish anyway. Chayiv Modeh is okay. So it goes like Rav Huna, Rav Huna Yeshua, Chayiv Modeh. But the Nafkamina of Tochazman is only going to be a Nafkamina within Rav Huna Yeshua, according to us, who hold like Rish Lakish. But the Gemara, if they're going, the Gemara may be going like Rav Huna Yeshua himself, not the Rish Lakish. I don't know. Unless, because we hold like Rish Lakish, the Gemara should have said it anyway. So that's one Raya Tosis stays with. What's the other Raya? What did Ravasi say? You cannot be in this kokin hilchi som ketanim unless what? Unless ribis ocheles ben. That was the one exception. Rav Yochanan adds what case? Eno mosif ki im subatishim shemizoni. Mashma that balchov lo mishtakach b'shumin nifroin. That means balchov, there is no case that of Nifroin, only Ksubas Isha and Ribis is the only exception. Now, what is Tosis driving at? Why not also give an example of Elam Kain, it's Tochazman? Now, you'll tell me Rav Yochanan couldn't say that. Rav Asi couldn't say it, because maybe they hold not like Rish Lakish. Tosis is going to show that's not the case. Can't make Rav Yochanan be against Rish Lakish on this issue. Umistama Rav Asi Rav Yochanan Isgu Chazak de Rish Lakish. Mistama, they accept, again, second time Tosis uses that bitui. Chazaka de Rish Lakish. Dahachi Yochisa, Kidapas Bishmaitan. The Gemara says, Halacha de Rish Lakish. So Mistama of Yochanan holds that way. Va'od, Iles Luhu Chazaka de Rish Lakish. If Rav Asi Yochanan don't hold of the Rish Lakish, in Cain, it comes out, Kaimon Kvish Lakish Barbod Varin. That means like this. When Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue, so the Gemara says, posits in Acholei, Rabba's statement there is that Rav Yochanan, the halacha is Rav Yochanan except for three things. And he gives you what those three things are. But if you're going to put Rav Yochanan on the other side of this issue, of Kobeyaz Malachaber, of Amro Paticha Tozmani, it comes out, and halacha is Rish Lakish here, then we have Rish Lakish against Rav Yochanan four times. Right? How far back do I lose everybody? That's my question. That's what I'm wondering, okay? I'm sorry. I'm trying. Okay, listen, it's pashut. You have to just cheshbin out, you know? It's no shortcuts. As much as I can try to do it, but you have to do it. You can only, you know, you have to do it yourself. Okay, meanwhile, we try to finish and retrace our steps as much as we could, okay? Where are we holding now? We have one raya from the fact that the Gemara doesn't give the answer in Erechin, that it's Tochazman. That was one raya. Now we're holding with the second raya. Minei uve, migufa demosa de Ravasi. Ravasi gave one exception, Ribis. Rav Yochanan adds Ksubas Isha. Why not mention another exception, the exception of Tochazman? Maybe because Rav Yochanan and Rav Asi don't hold like Rish Lakish. Can be. Why can't that be? Because if that's the case, if Yochanan and Rav Yochanan argue on the issue of Tozmano, then we have another case, the halacha of Rish Lakish. And Rava only listed how many cases?
Three.
In Kekam Rish Lakish Babadvarim, Rish Acholetz, and Yevamis, Lo Pasik Rava Kibasei, Elo Betras. Now, Tos says, yeah, but that's not a fair point. Why? Because Rava himself holds what in our sugya? Rav himself holds halacha is Like Vishkakis, not Vishkakis. Nagris. Afagav the Rava Vadi Poga Vishkakis, Bishmaitin. So here you have to know what this means. So Rav himself argues with Vishkakis. Mikom Markam Gamli Didan Muchach. What does Tosis mean exactly? It's a little bit not so clear. The Rashash is not sure what Tosis means. Gam gedidon muchach, but even for us it's muchach, the lo kaimon. I think Tosis probably means that we embrace Rav's statement. Rav himself anyway does like Rashash, but we hold halacha, kibesh lakish, in three things the others of Rabbi Yochanan. We embrace that statement. If Rabbi Yochanan, in fact, argues with Rish Lakish on the issue of Tosnano, and we hold that Rish Lakish, then we don't embrace Rav's statement. We have a fourth thing. Now, Rav himself wouldn't have that. Rav argues with Rish Lakish anyway, so he holds. But we, who hold that Rish Lakish, we cannot embrace the statement of Halacha Kirish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan in three examples. It's four. It must be if Yochanan never argued with Rish Lakish on this issue. That's what Tosis is probably. Okay, now this last point is sort of like a separate point on the side. This is not about the Svari per se. Tosis is one more issue to go back to. Or Perek Dalad Vehei, the Parach Rabbi Yochanan, the Amma Mealias Yisomim. Okay, again, background, right? What's this Gemara? Alias Yisomim? So this is a situation of a shor that's going to become a muad. Where is this? Let me test it with you tomorrow. Yeah. No. I have it. Okay, so the Gemara talks about a case of a shor, shocher shot v'katan, when it's chayiv, if it gores or not. The Gemara establishes the following. The Gemara has a stira, but the Gemara says the case is that Amar Rav Hachi Katani Mhuchsaku Nakchanim. If this shore of a cotton, for example, gores multiple times, Mamidim we have apotropis. We now set up an apotropis to now protect that the shore shouldn't gore anymore. And Miidim we have an apotropis, Mashvin lo mu'ah. Now, if now we can warn the apotropis if the animal gore again, it become a mu'ah to pay nefek shalim. Now, what happens if it gores again? So the halacha is, the din is, that you pay min aliyah. Min aliyah means not migufo, but you have to pay from regular assets, not no cap or whatever else. But who has to pay? Is it the estate, or is it the personal assets of the apotropis? So that's the machlokes, two shitas. Again, there is an apotropis now for the shor. If he goes again, he pays nefek shalim. May aliyah, min ha'aliyah. That's what it means, mu'ad min ha'aliyah. Who's assets. So the Gemara has two opinions. One opinion is Rabbi Yochanan says Mi'aliyas Yisomin. The other opinion is Mi'aliyas Apotropis. Asks the Gemara. This is what Tosis wants. Umi am Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Could Rabbi Yochanan have said that you pay from the estate of the Yisomin, the Yisomin Ketanim here? I, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Avasi, said Ein Iskokin L'nichzi Yisomin Ketanim Ken V'Besocheles Bein. Rav Yochanan only added what? Ribis or Ksuvas Isha. So then you don't collect from the Sisom Ketan. So Gemara says it must be Rav Yochanan said the other way. He said Aliyas Apotropis. Now what's bothering Tosis? What's the reason why you don't collect? According to Rav Yeshua, what's the reason? Mishum Svari. Svari means that there's a debt and you prepay it with a mashkin. What kind of a debt is it over here? What happened? What do you owe? What kind of a situation is it? Why is there money owed? What happened? Goring. So tzvari is a non-issue. You can't pay. You're not going to prepay a nezik. Never happened. You're not going to give tzvari on a case of nezik. So the whole idea of tzvari is irrelevant here. So Tosis, that's what Tosis' question on the side here. The Gemara in Bava Kama. The parach Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Melias Yisomim. Ha Amar Rabbi Yochanan in Skak Nisli Yisomim. Amar El Ksubas Isha. Afagav the Kaim Elon. We hold. What does the Gemara say? Hilchis Salai Kua. Papa. When be Bishu. Halach Hilchis Salkin. Kun be Bishu. That's the Gemara later. Afagav the Kaim Elon. That the reason is Shem Tzvari. Vahasa Bishu Shem Nagachu Shach Tzvari. So if you want to take the reason, the Gemara asks Kasha from that statement. And that statement is predicated on the reason that we accept, which is Svari. And Svari doesn't make sense by Nezikin, only by a Chov, that you knew you incurred the debt, and now you can get Svari for it. But Nezikin is Hashach Svari. So then what's the whole Kasha of Yochanan? So Elias Yisomim, there's no Svari. So why not collect from the Yisomim? Mikol Malkam Parach Shapir. Because Rav Yochanan Yisrei Enis Kakin B'chol Inyan, Afilu B'milva Abba Machmas Atzmo. That's the way of saying the Zikin. Even if it's a milva Abba Machmas Atzmo, he didn't take a loan. It just happened. There's a chiv that Mimela exists because of the Zikin. The Loch Shach Svari, and the reason is Mitan in Kabin Enis, Lom Tnei Bal Din. You have the other reason that we started with Tosis. If there's no Din Torah yet, the Ketanin, so you have Enis Kakin because of that. Our whole discussion has to do with you had a Din Torah before. You had a Din Torah before, and now we have no problem of Ein Mekabin Shlom Tnei Bal Din. Now the reason of Svari, does it apply, does not apply. Again, this is a very intricate little Tosis, a lot of Cheshbonos, right? What can we do? Should we go point by point again, or just everyone do that on their own? I think we should everyone do that on their own, right? What I want to focus on a little bit for tomorrow is the rush. Here already, okay, you'll get the cheshbon, the tosis you'll come back to. Again, we can't, it's hard. What's hard is because you're not, we don't really know the background of each Gemara, so we tried a little bit just to give a little bit of context, but really, you know, a tosis just speaks Berenisa, you know, he throws out this, kedama, good. Okay, but the real focus of tosis, the crux of tosis is, and this is where Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush argue and the Ramban holds like the Rush. This inyan of toch zmano that we hold in our prayer toch zmano, that's true regabe payment. Once we narrow our focus in terms of yisom ketanim, the enis kakin, and we focus on Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua's reason, which is what we accept, with the naftaminas that come with it, chayiv modeh, nidur b'meis b'shamte. Now we have a different reason why we can't collect Misom Mikatanim, Mishum Tzvari. Does Tzvari have the same status as Piraon in terms of the notion of Enon Peretosman? If it does, then seemingly the Gemara could have just as well chosen a different application of Afil Miyasmi. Not the Afil Miyasmi Lugabe, a Shvua, that you don't need a Shvua when you're collecting Tosmano from Misom Gedolim. Or could have also spoken about collecting from Yisomim Ketanim and not have to wait till they get older. Because if the reason why you have to wait is because maybe there was Svari given and they don't know, so when they know them, they'll be able to try bring Rayas and whatever. But Svari is not given Tosmano, so then you could collect from Yisomim Ketanim. So the Gemara doesn't give that example. So does that itself prove anything? So Gemara says, so the Tos says you can't prove it from there. Because Mar wants to give the other nafkamina of Shavua. Okay, so the question remains an open question. What would be, Tosef thought he had two rayas at the end. Again, the Gemara, you know, but meanwhile, what's the question here as far as whether Tzvari is given or not given a Tosmano? That's going to come up in the Rush. There's a Kibbe'egas diuk in the Rush that you can try to look at. And then the next Tosis as well, right? We'll get to that by Wednesday. Okay?